Reward for serving parents. Allah Almighty sent a revelation to Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was salam that go to the bank of the sea and observe my supremacy. He ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was salam went to the seashore along with his companions but could not see any such thing. Therefore, he ordered one of the jinns that dive inside the ocean and bring the news from inside. After diving and returning, he humbly said, I could not reach the bottom of it, and nor did I see anything. He, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, commanded another more powerful jinn than him, who dived twice as deep as the first jinn, but he too could not bring any news. Then he, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, commanded his minister, Hazrat Sayyiduna Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In very short time, he presented a grand camphoric, white-colored oceanic dome containing four doors in the blessed court of Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. One of his doors was made of pearls, one of rubies, third of diamonds, and a fourth one of emeralds. Despite all four doors being opened, not even a single drop of the ocean was inside the dome. Inside the oceanic dome, a very handsome young man was busy offering salah wearing very neat clothes. After he completed his salah, he alayhi salatu wassalam said salam to him and inquired about the secret of the oceanic dome. He humbly said, O Prophet of Allah, my father was handicapped and my mother was blind. Alhamdulillah, I served them for 70 years. My mother supplicated before her demise that, O Allah, grant my son a long peaceful life. And my beloved father supplicated for me in these words at the time of his demise, that, O Allah, enable my son to worship you at such a place where shaitan cannot interfere. After the burial of my father, when I came to the bank of the ocean, then I saw this oceanic dome. I entered this dome. Meanwhile, an angel came and he placed this dome in the depths of this ocean. Upon Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam asking him, he replied, I came over here during the sacred era of Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam came to know that he has spent 2,000 years in this oceanic dome, but he is still young and not even a single hair of his had turned white. Regarding his food, he said that every day a green bird brings something yellow in its beak. I eat it. It contains the taste of all the bounties of the world. It removes my hunger and quenches my thirst. Other than this, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, heat, cold, sleep, laziness, drowsiness, loneliness, fear and horrors, all these things stay away from me. After this, upon the request of that young man, Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam commanded Sayyiduna Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi placed the oceanic dome back in the depths of the ocean. After this, Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam said, O people, may Allah shower His mercy upon you all. Did you see that how much the dua of parents is accepted? Refrain from disobeying parents. May Allah Almighty shower His mercy upon him and forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.